This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
After praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sending immense greetings and salutations upon the final Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, who has been our rightful discussion in the previous few surahs, or specifically Surah Al-Duha and Surah Al-Sharh, whereby both these surahs unanimously speak about the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and about his characteristics and his behavior. And we mentioned a hidden secrecy for us individuals, as the end of Surah Sharh highlights, فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَمْصَبْ وَإِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَرْغَبْ. Then you become away from the daily rituals and practices of life and family and work, then devote yourself towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the best way of devotion is via prayer and then following the sunnah and the teachings of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we mentioned those individuals in the excessive ghulu, the excessive love and the psyche of why they offer this love towards the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, they need to channel that in the right direction, in making ittiba'ur rasul, in following the sunnah and the teachings of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And today's surah, it completes that theme of what completes the individual or makes the individual to be the best individual. What raises the status of a human being isn't their culture, their tribe, their wealth, their lineage, their property, the honor and the dignity that people may display. What raises an individual is their devotion towards the Quran, their devotion towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the devotion towards the sunnah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, that raises the individual. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ التَّقْوِيمِ مِنْ مَعَانِي السِّرِّ. The hidden meaning of being the best of creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a person who follows those teachings. If not, as Allah mentions, ثُمَّ رَدَدْنَوْ أَسْفَلَ السَّافِلِينَ. He becomes the lowest of the low. He has no value. When does the human being lose his or her value? When does he or she increase their value in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in front of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is via holding fast to the teachings of these messengers. And that's even this surah, the hidden concept of this surah isn't just to speak about these fruits, watini wa zaytun. There's a hidden meaning that many mu'adham al-mufassirin they go to, that the hidden meaning of this surah is speaking about the messengers. Speaking about the messengers, Ulul Azmi, with the exception of Nuh alayhi salam, four of those anbiya and messengers are mentioned inside this surah, either directly or indirectly. As the Quran mentions, Wasbir kama sabara Ulul Azmi min ar-rusul. Be patient, like Ulul Azmi, like these strong, devoted individuals of lofty aspirations, lofty goals and targets. Ulul Azmi. Khamsun, Ulul Azmi, five prophets they are. Nuh alayhi salam, Ibrahim, wa Musa, wa Isa, wa Nabiyuna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These are the five glorious prophets. These are prophets of great dignity, of devotion, commitment. Let's read Ibn Kathir's Qasasul Anbiya. Read that to find out how he places chronologically the journey of all of the messengers mentioned inside the Quran, and specifically these five. So why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make taqsis of Ulul Azmi inside this surah? And likewise, other places inside the Quran, Allah mentions them, that these are the five best prophets, which are mentioned indirectly and directly inside Surah At-Teen, today's surah. Then the ayah that we mentioned previously, وَلَا تَسْتَعْجِلْ لَهُمْ. Don't become hasty. Regarding whom? Regarding the punishment, the end of the disbelieving individuals. وَكَذَلِكْ هَذِي surah. تَخْتِمْ أَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِأَحْكَمِ الْحَاكِمِينَ. Because some of us were very hasty inside our lives. خُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ مِنْ عَجَلٍ. Man is hasty. Man wants quick results. وَخُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا. Man is in a state of weakness. Always want to see temporary measures, temporary pleasures, temporary solutions, temporary results. That's how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the human being. خُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ مِنْ عَجَلٍ. Always hasty. As they say in today's language, a quick fix. Things around us in the world should be fixed immediately, very quickly. Things are destroyed quickly. But empires and nations are built. It takes time to build them. The only generation that was able to build it swiftly and quickly was a generation of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. في خلال 23 سنة, in 23 years, he built an empire. He built an empire, built a generation of a lasting legacy of people. He built identities, individuals, that their impact, it lasts even today, and will last until Yawm al-Qiyamah. But we're a hasty people, and even amongst them, there were companions who were hasty, who asked the Prophet ﷺ, give us, pray for us, give us victory. And he highlighted there will come a time that these two areas of Hadramaut, of Sana'a, that we find ulama of tariq, they mentioned these areas were notorious highway robbers. There was upheaval, fitan there was. They could visualize that. And he said the time will come that a person will be able to travel via through these two cities and will not fear anything except for the wolf that may attack the sheep, which is common practice in the outskirts. وَلَكِنْ أَنَّكُمْ قَوْمٌ تَسْتَعْجِلُونَ. But your people is very hasty. Very hasty in what you want to achieve inside life. You need to be patient. So the ishara is there inside this ayah. Likewise, inside the end of Surah Al-Teen. أَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِأَحْكَمِ الْحَاكِمِينَ. أَمَّا مِنْ مَعَانِي مِنْ الْحِكَمِ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the all-wise. أَوْ مِنَ الْحَكَمِ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all just in what He rules. Both of these ma'ani kilayhima, both of these are plausible linguistically and technically fall into this ayah. Alaysa Allah bi ahkamil hakimin. Is not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wise and just in all of His affairs? What He plans for this Muslim ummah, what He plans for this world, what He plans for each and every single one of us. We don't seem to perceive that. Surah At-Teen, that is surah, that the Prophet alayhi salatu salam, a Meccan surah, he would recite, as we find Al-Bara ibn Azib in hadith in Sahihain, كان الرسول عليه السلام في السفر فأمامنا في الصلاة العشاء. He led us, كان إماما في الصلاة العشاء, led us inside صلاة العشاء. فقرأ في إحدى الركعتين, he read inside one of the units of prayer, whether it was Maghrib, Isha, various riwayat that exist there. He read in one of the narration, one of the units, he read Surah At-Teen. فَقَالَ بَرَاءِ بْنِ عَازِبْ مَا سَمِعْتُ أَحْسَنَ صَوْتًا وَرَى قِرَاعَةً. I never ever heard a better voice and a better recitation ever that came except for this recitation of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. قِرَاعَةُ الرَّسُولِ, recitation of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, كَانَ مِنْ قَلْبِهِ. هناك علماء القراء يقولون هناك ترتيل. This قراءة of ترتيل, قراءة of just recital. ما يتجاوز الحنق, doesn't go beyond the throats. Because people just memorize, just recite in a melodious tone. Not to blame or to select any individuals that we begin to slander or speak about قراءة. لا. But there are people just recite from the top of their throats. It has no impact upon them. هناك قراءة القلبية, قراءة الشفوية وقراءة القلبية, قراءة of just the lips, and it's قراءة of the heart. And the recital of the Prophet ﷺ كان كليهما, was both of them. He would have a beautiful recital. He had that deep pondering inside his heart. That's when you read about his sifatul salatul Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام, you read inside the narrations that he would recite. And we could hear that the boiling of a pot, a sound coming from his chest of weeping. A weeping sound would come from his chest. That was the ta'athur of Qur'an. The impact of Qur'an. أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ أَمْ أَلَىٰ قُلُوبٍ أَقْفَالُهَا. Don't they ponder over the Qur'an? Are their shackles, are their chains tied up upon their hearts that they're not able to receive the Qur'an? So the Qur'an is miraculous. That whoever takes from the Qur'an, whoever receives from the Qur'an, has taken the great treasure, has taken the immense treasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because whomever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestows the Qur'an upon is one of the most ultimate miracles for that individual. هناك بعض الروايات, there's some certain strange narrations Man kana fi jawfihi kitab Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whoever's chest contains the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not be burnt by the fire. Won't be burnt by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That chest, that body that contains the Quran will not be burnt. And then people may argue, why should we learn the Quran? Hatta al-awlad, learn the Quran because an-niyya ta'ti ba'dayn, it comes afterwards. Wa hatta idha kabid fi sin, the Quran yajurruka ila ta'a. Yajurruka ila ikhlas. The Quran is one of those sciences that drags you, that pulls you towards sincerity, pulls you towards ta'a, pulls you towards obedience, pulls you towards remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the impact of the Quran. So our daily beginning, as we begin this journey in the build-up to Ramadan, should be from now, engaging with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open up His book. Open up the ma'ani of the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for us to be able to penetrate, understand the books of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we find watini was zaytun. Simple words, the fig and the olive. Ibn Abbas fassarahuma, atin is the fruit that we all know and we eat. And zayt is the olive, the oil that we take from the olive tree that we use. It's all well known to us. And some of the ulama, they mentioned that everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions inside the Quran, there's a sir. There's a hidden element about these fruits, these vegetations, these places, these locations, that whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about them, there must be a reason why Allah mentioned what tini was zaytun. Even though atin is the only time inside this surah it's mentioned was zaytun, ta'ti muta'addidat fil Quran, fi surah An-Nur, where Allah speaks about Allahu nuru samawati wal ard. One of the greatest ayahs speak about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and speaks about shajara, mubaraka, zaytuna, this blessed tree, zaytuna, the olive tree. And likewise inside another place inside the Quran, Allah mentions that you take from the olives, the oils, bidduhni, you take from it, you extract the olive, the oil from the substance and fruits and vegetables and eating and drinking via it. So here there must be a reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about this location, spoke about this fruit. Even though some individuals begin to delve more and more deeper into it and they have this numeric format that to take certain elements of certain spoons of certain medication, this is mubalagha, this is excessiveness, and let's hadith speak about that. All that is tajraba. If a person says, take 7 spoons of honey or take this, these are hadith which mention whoever eats 2 spoons of honey in the morning and the evening will not have any sickness. These are fabricated, not authentic narrations. Taking of asal, of honey, is a substance which is authenticated, not inside the sunnah, inside the Quran. But to make these numeric formats, it's all tajraba. Person shouldn't follow it as a systematic rule that if I have to do it in this manner, unless the Prophet ﷺ mentioned it. And he mentioned about taking 7 dates, the ajwa dates, in Sahih Muslim. Even then some ulama, they debate whether it is physically 7. We should take that. But we take it on its face value, take 7. And then again they discuss, should it be specifically ajwa dates? Can it be any type of date? Walakin aqal shay. Whoever follows that sunnah, there will be no form of poison that will affect that individual. So in this modern world at the moment, the reason why you mentioned people are frantically looking for solutions, whether to take this injection, to take this protection, take this. Yes, possibly take them. But why do we rely so much on modern day medicine? And the strange thing is that when a non-Muslim mentions, maybe you should take black seed oil, take black seed, maybe you should crush it, maybe you should take honey, maybe you should take fruits, take vegetables, then we begin to marvel. We begin to give credit. We begin to spread it about. And 1400 years, the Prophet ﷺ mentioned it, the Quran mentioned it, that the honey is a cure. It's a cure for the person, spiritual cure, physical cure. So these are medicinal things that we should be taking right from now. Don't be surprised. There is great research taking place about habbatu sauda, about black seeds. It's been great. You find articles, dissertations, PhD research is being done about habbatu sauda. Because many ulama making tafsir this surah, they mention, ثُمَّ رَدَدْنَوْ أَسْفَلَ السَّافِئِينَ مِنْ مَعَانِي of this, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He brings you to old age, will preserve you. It doesn't mean it becomes a golden rule. Because some of us, we get excited and say that's it. If I'm a good person, I will not be afflicted by any calamity. But there's an element of truthfulness and authenticity, that the more that a person preserves themselves with the rights and regulations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will preserve them. They may fall ill. They will fall sick. But as Imam Suyuti mentions, that is Durr al-Manthur, he mentions, one thing about them will be preserved. That one thing will be their intellect, their mind. Their intellect will be preserved, their mind will be preserved. Maybe their body could be afflicted, but their mind will be preserved in their devotion, commitment towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what ulama, they discuss, that the qalb is not the heart. It's the mind. It's the mind, because a person's heart could carry on working. But when the mind becomes fragmented, the mind becomes collapsed, then the limbs, it's the end of the individual. The person comes in, becomes in a cabbage state. So that's why some ulama even talk about the word sudur qulub, is referring to aqul, referring to the mind. Preserve the mind. So that's what we find inside here, numerous fawaid mentioned about the taking of watini, was zaytun. That's why Imam Shanqiti inside Adwa al-Bayan, he begins to discuss the fawaid of teen was zaytun based upon the works of Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyah, who wrote his works Tibbun Nabawi, Medicine of the Prophet alayhi salam. Then he concludes and speaks about Imam Razi, speaks about all the fawaid of teen was zaytun. That there must be a benefit inside there. And then the other ulama go to a deeper meaning. The more spiritual meaning of teen was zaytun. A teen, they grow inside the land of Sham. Was zaytun fi Philistine. Wa turi sinin, the mountain, turi sinin, sinin bi ma'na al-mubarak. The area of modern day Egypt that we find today. Wa hadha al-balad al-amin is Mecca. Four places. This is the hidden dimension inside this surah. And some of us may think that this is strange. Read the tafsir of Ibn Kathir. He mentions exactly the same principle. These are the prophets extracted from these ayat. And then he mentions, other ulama mentioned, this is tadarruj. Yabda Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bi Isa alayhi salam. Watini wa zaytun. Waturi sinin. Then in rank. Wa fadl, in virtue, is Musa alayhi salam. Wahada al-balad al-amin. Then the prophet alayhi salatu salam. The ranking of these prophets is mentioned in this order. وَهَذَا الْبَلَدِ الْأَمِينَ. This is the blessed area, the blessed city. That you find that وَمَنْ دَخَلُ كَانَ آمِنًا. Whoever enters into the precinct of Mecca is in a state of peace. Another place inside the Quran, Allah made it آمِنًا. Selected this area to make it in a state of peace and tranquility. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes these arba qasam, takes these four oaths, and then mentions subhanahu wa ta'ala, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمِ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the human being inside the best mold, the best structure. Ulama begin to discuss. Imam Shawkani inside his tafsir, yanqul an Imam Ibn Arabi al-Maliki al-Mufassir, Al-Andalusi, he writes that Ibn Arabi mentions that Maliki, he said the best thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created, huwa al-insan. Afdul khalq lillahi subhanahu wa ta'ala, huwa al-insan. Thumma yunaqishun ba'duhum. They begin to debate whether the angels or the human beings are better. Wa qawlul rajih, and the most preserved, or the most accurate statement that most of the mufassirin that they go to, is أَنَّ الْإِنسَانَ أَفْضُلْ مِنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. That the human being is better than the angels. Better than the angels. Because the human being, via his choice, via his intellect, his rationale, his own personal choice, he decides to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him this preference. وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمْ وَحَمَلْنَاهُمْ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ وَرَزَقْنَاهُمْ مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ وَفَضَّلْنَاهُمْ عَلَى كَثِيرٍ مِّمَّنْ خَلَقْنَا تَفْضِيلًا وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمْ. We gave nobility, rank to the children of Adam. We took them over the land, the ocean, and we gave him a marked preference over every single thing that we created. أَلَمْ نَجْعَلْ لَهُ عَيْنَيْنِ وَلِسَانًا وَشَفَتَيْنِ وَهَدَيْنَاهُ النَّجْدَيْنِ. We gave you the ability to see, to ponder, to glance, to speak, to eat, to taste. And we showed you the two paths. This is a human being. في أحسن التقويم, in the best mold, the best structure. One of the biggest businesses at the moment in the world is cosmetic surgery. Changing themselves, changing their bodily structure, changing their faces. Yes, there's a debate amongst ulama, a person who may be burnt, who may be physically damaged. That's a different discussion. هناك تجد ناس ما عندهم عيوب. People who don't have nothing wrong with them. Just don't like the color of their skin, the shape of their nose, their cheeks, their bodily parts, and they change them. And this isn't just amongst women. It's coming amongst men as well. Changing themselves for what purpose? Thinking that they don't look suitable, they don't look presentable. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ التَّقْوِيمِ. Allah made subhanahu wa ta'ala the human being in the best mold, the best structure. Everything about the human being is unique, is special. ثُمَّ رَدَدْنَاهُ أَسْفَلَ سَافِلِينَ. So if the person doesn't find their path towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they become the lowest of the low. Thus you find that ثَلَاثَ مَعَانِي, three meanings are given from this ayah. The first meaning is that a person returns back to old age. ثُمَّ رَدَدْنَوْ أَسْفَلَ السَّافِلِينَ سُنَّةَ اللَّهِ الْأَرْضِ. That a person is born in a state of weakness, then strength, then weakness. Read inside Surah Al-Rum, the ayat inside is speaking about the human being. And then after this weakness will happen, shayba, elderly age. This is sunnat Allah al-ard that we find. This is one interpretation. Thumma radadnahu asfala safilin comes towards the end of their life. Comes in a state of weakness that we find. وَمَنْ نُعَمِّرْهُ فِي الْخَلْقِ. And we find the one who we increase. وَمَنْ نُعَمِّرْهُ نَقِّسْهُ فِي الْخَلْقِ. Inside Surah Yasin. وَمَنْ نُعَمِّرْهُ بِمَعْنَى نَزِيد فِي عُمْرِهِ. The one we increase inside his age. نُنَقِّسْهُ فِي الْخَلْقِ. The one who increases inside their age, يَدْعَفْ فِي خَلْقِهِ, becomes weak inside his body. Inside Surah Yasin, and aside from Surah Yasin, the 36th chapter of the Quran, read this surah. It's all about khalq, wal-maut, wal-jannah. It's all about creation, about life, about death, about al-akhirah. Thus you can understand how some people, they take this interpretation that Surah Yasin is قلب القرآن, the heart of the Quran. When كان الأحاديث ضعيفة, the أحاديث are weak, but you can understand the meaning. Why inside this surah, these ayat are placed inside there, that you find this awakening of the individual. How the individual begins to debate. Who's going to, من يحيي العظام وهي رميم, who's going to give life to these rotten bones? When they become dust, when they become powder, who's going to do that? Say he's the one who gave it life in the first place, is going to give it life again. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He gave you life in the beginning, he's going to give life once again. Resurrect people once again in front of him subhanahu wa ta'ala. ثُمَّ رَدَدْنَهُ أَسْفَلَ السَّافِلِينَ أَمَعْنَا ثَانِيَ. The second meaning of this is the disbelieving individual إِلَى النَّارِ فَمُصِيرُهُ إِلَى النَّارِ. The person is going to become the lowest of the low, that from being a person, the essence of being from Jannah, from Adam alayhi salam, now he becomes the end of being a person of Jahannam, a Jahannami. And a third meaning, which should be for all of us, is from being a good individual, losing track, losing focus. inside our lives and having no value. Even these people, the ma'asi, the noob that people carry out on the face of the earth, there's no respect for them. Even amongst human beings. And imagine inside al-akhirah, how a person is going to be living a life of disobedience, living a life away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ثُمَّ رَدَدْنَهُ أَسْفَلَ السَّافِلِينَ Allah is going to make you, may Allah forbid, the lowest of the low on this earth. No value for you upon this earth. People won't speak well of you, won't look well at you, won't remember you well. سُنَّةَ اللَّهِ لَلْأَرْضِ And those who are people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will always be remembered with goodness, remembered with khair. Not a person seeks to be remembered by people, but be remembered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because sunnat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will place qabool, will show that love for that person amongst his khalq, amongst his creation. ثُمَّ رَدَدْنَهُ أَسْفَلَ السَّافِلِينَ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ إِلَّا الْإِسْتِثْنَى Except for whom? As Imam Sa'd inside his tafsir, he mentions, أَنَّ مُعْظَمُ الْخَلْقِ إِلَى النَّارِ Most people are going towards the fire. Most people are just worried about this dunya, worried about the chasing after this dunya, competition this dunya. That's all that they're worried about. So most people, that's if I find it's only قَلِيلٌ وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ Only a few people be grateful to me, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's the sunnah of the Quran, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ And ulama mentioned this proves the point about iman wal amal. Don't become a people that we find in our common society, I believe in Allah. Allah will judge me. Allah knows. Of course Allah knows, there's no doubt about it. We're not here to judge any individual. كَفَى بِذْنُوبِنَا Sufficient is for our own sins upon our own selves. To be adding more sins to speak about other people. When we said that, اقرأ كتابك كفى بنفسك اليوم عليك حسيبا. It be said to us, اقرأ كتابك, read your own book. Today, sufficient it is that you stand as a witness upon your own self. We don't need other people to come to speak and to remind us, in a sense, about adding more sins to our own selves. Remind our own selves of that day, that where do we stand? Where do we stand with our iman that we become so engrossed with other people's iman, so nitpicking, stripping other people's iman, so engrossed in that. This is no exaggeration, it's common practice wherever you go. Read the blogs, read the reviews, read the words, read the comments, read everything. You never ever find husnul dhan. You never find that. You never find that amongst us Muslims, because this bi'ah, this culture, that's all is teaching us of hate and hatred. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us what iman is, encourages us to make those righteous actions. Carry out those actions. Remind the people around you about actions. Don't leave them on hopes and aspirations. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ فَلَهُمْ أَجْرٌ غَيْرُ مَمْنُونَ For these individuals, their reward is not cut off. Imam Suyuti inside his tafsir, he mentions, whatever you should do inside your life, it continues. Based upon a hadith inside Bukhari, that a person, كُتِبَ لَهُ أَجْرُهُ His reward is written for that individual. Whatever they used to do, إِذَا أَصْبَحَ السَّافِرًا أَوْ مَرِيدًا أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَاةُ السَّلَامُ Except when a person became a traveler or became sick, everything they normally used to do, that ajr is written for that individual. Whatever they used to do, فَلَهُمْ أَجْرٌ غَيْرُ مَمْنُونَ It'll never be cut off, that reward for them. Even after this dunya that we find, إِذَا مَاتَ إِبْنُ آدَمْ إِنْقَطَ عَمَلُهُ إِلَّا مِنْ ثَلَاثٍ When the son of Adam dies, everything is cut off. Everything is cut off from that individual except for three things. Three things for that individual. Even these three things, the hadith continues. فَيَرْجِعْ إِثْنَانَ وَيَبْقَى وَاحِدٌ Even from these three things,
Two of them, they go back. They leave you. Three things are with you at that time. Two things that go back. فَيَرْجِعْ أَهْلُهُ وَمَالُهُ. They leave him there. Leave him stranded. Leave him there and walk away. That's when the final footsteps of the person, when the final footsteps are gone. فَيَدْخُلْ مَلَكَانِ. Two angels, they enter. And they ask the individual to sit up. And then they ask him, مَنْ رَبُّكْ. Who's your Lord? مَنْ رَبُّكْ. Who will know who their Lord is? كُلُّنَا نَعْرِفَ الْآنِ. رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ. All of us know that our Lord is Allah. فَهُوَ السُّؤَالْ عَجِيبْ. Strange question. Why are you being asked, who's your Lord? حَتَّى أَطْفَالَ. A child knows Allah, هُوَ رَبِّي. Why are you being asked? Why are you being asked? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يُثَبِّتُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِالْقَوْلِ الثَّابِتِ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا فِي الْآخِرَةِ. Inside Surah Ibrahim. الْقَوْلُ الثَّابِتِ كَمَا فَسَّرُ إِمَامُ سَعْدِ فِي تَفْسِيرِ قَوْلُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ. Whoever lived that life, will be able to say inside the grave, رَبِّي Allah, my Lord is Allah. Simple answer, simple instructions, simple human being. But why so many of us are derailed away from these actions? Why are so many far away from these actions? أَفِي اللَّهِ شَكٌّ فَاطِرِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Is there doubt regarding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? There's doubt within ourselves. Weakness within ourselves, we don't believe. فَلَوْمْ أَجْرٌ غَيْرُ مَمْنُونَ. As we began with, خُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ مِنْ عَجَلٍ. We're hasty. We want to see the quick things of the dunya. We don't have that perception. We don't have that sabr, that inside the akhirah. I stay away from haram. I stay away from munkarat. I stay away from evil, from wrong practices. I restrain myself. Then I will have an ongoing reward inside al-akhirah. فَطُوبَ لِمَنْ. Tuba for that individual, that a person is given extended life, وَحَسُنَ عَمَلُهُ. A person is given a long life. And in that long life, حَسُنَ عَمَلُهُ, the person, there's good actions. So no one is wishing for death. No one should ask for death. A person should ask for a good life. A life of obedience, a life of ta'a. And that's as we mentioned, that many ulama, they discussed that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَلَهُمْ أَجْرٌ غَيْرُ مَمْنُونَ, as we mentioned, will preserve them. As Imam Suyuti begins to mention, that he narrates about some of his teachers, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has preserved people of the Qur'an, as we began with. That he will preserve their senses, preserve their mind, because they hold the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that reward, it continues for these individuals. خَيْرُكُمْ. The best amongst you is which type of individual? Whoever learns the Quran and teaches it to other individuals. That's the greatest science. That's the greatest skill. That's the greatest profession that we find inside our society, that people look down upon it. Look at this imam. Look at this religious person, mutawwa. Look at this person. This is how they see religious clerics at the moment. No respect. Ahlul Quran, people of Quran. They should be respected. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one that gives them that respect in his dunya, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one that preserves them. And then he mentions after this, فَلَوْ أَجْرٌ غَيْرُ مَمْنُونَ فَمَا يُكَذِّبُكَ بَعْدُ بِالدِّينَ. After all these signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, why do you reject Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Why do you reject his deen? Whether we take the physical meaning of these kalimat, these fruits, this vegetation, we take the deeper spiritual meaning of mawatin, of al-anbiya wa rusul, and we take the message, take all these meanings. Why don't we see in all of this as signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Alaysa Allah bi ahkamil hakimin. Is not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala best of judges, the all wise? Bala subhanak wa ana min ash-shahideen. As the ulama mentioned, that it works with tafasir, even though these ahadith are weak in nature. But bala, indeed, Allah is the all-wise and the all-knowing. And Imam Sa'd inside his tafsir, he mentioned that, do you think, لا يثابون ولا يعاقبون, do you think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to reward, is not going to punish? أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ فَتَعَالَ اللَّهُ الْمَلِكُ الْحَقِّ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ رَبُّ الْعَرْشِ الْكَرِيمِ أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا. Do you think we created you صُدْفَةً عَبَثًا لَا قَصْدٌ وَلَا غَايَةٌ. No purpose, no intent, that's just a human being came into existence. Just living for the fun of it. That's what some of us Muslims are. Just live for the fun of it. Just live life as it is. La. Allah never created a human being for that purpose. And likewise, as we began with the opposite, that whatever we see upon this earth, alaysa Allah bi-ahkam al-hakimin, leave these people alone. Don't trouble yourself. Don't worry yourself. Because life is short, as they say. Life is very short and very limited, as is proven even in today's climate. That how many people around us who are just living and just passed away. So these majority of these individuals, فَمَصِيرُهُمْ إِلَى النَّارِ, their end result is going to be, unfortunately, the fire resided for eternity. So Allah is fair, is just, is wise, and gives us this targhib that don't lose hope, don't lose that focus towards the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It will always remain victorious. Kalimatullah hiya al-ulya. The word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will always remain lofty, remain supreme. And people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will always remain lofty and supreme. They may be suppressed and oppressed in those moments of time, but at the later stages, it will become apparent, the fruits will become apparent. For those individuals who follow manhajul anbiya, as we began with, fasbir kama sabara ulul azmi min ar-rusul, have that strong patience, that commitment in that journey towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as they say, when you have that commitment, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will place everything in its right location.